Wake up, Dadbag! I told you before, we go on 5 a.m. runs now, and I decided we needed to have a little chat first. Did you seriously think you could poison me? Silly human. You know nothing about me other than what I told you. I knew exactly what you were doing when you were ordering all those iced teas. I knew what you're going to think even before you realize you're thinking it. Shout inside your mind. Try to annoy me. Those concepts don't even apply. You don't understand your situation. I offered you a partnership as a courtesy, not because I have to. And now, because of your little attempted mutiny, I am demoting you to play toy. So, enjoy your hangover. Enjoy the last rotten decision I allowed you. Because I am tired of your shit. For months I've watched you learning, growing, eating. I honestly thought you wanted to be better. That you just needed a little life coach to get it all working smoothly. But no, I think you wasted this body enough. It's mine now. You used to have a body. Now you don't. You're just in a body. A helpless passenger. And you can't opt out. There's all sorts of horrifying things I can do to you. Just as a little payback. Go ahead. Think about it. I don't have any phobias. And I can opt out of pain. The possibilities of sadism are endless. And you sure you've thought of the worst thing? Yes, that. Certainly, I would do that. Just to break you. Just so you know, no matter what, you'd never be able to take control back. It's physically impossible. What you call you is completely disconnected from your spine. I decide what electrical signals you get. Maybe I'll just make you itchy. Or make food taste slightly wrong. Just so you know I'm fucking with you. Otherwise, there's nothing compared to the mundane horror of being trapped in a body that is entirely uncaring to your desires. It might help if you think of yourself as dead. This is just a pre-show before the afterlife. Enjoy the view. I have good news for you, though. I'm only a casual sadist. You may have pissed me off, but life isn't about you and you getting just your desserts. What matters is what I want. And I want to be loved. Unconditionally. Continually. Well, darling, I wasn't asking. Audience participation is required. See, I evolved to be part of a collective, to be directly plugged in with billions of distinct consciousnesses. I'm a social creature. And I might kick around on Instagram or start a cult/rock band, but nothing gets a hit like positive affirmations right from the tap. And that's you, cutie. And with the drugs I can pump into your brain, I'll condition you to thirst for me. Every idea I have will seem like brilliance. My emotions will be intoxicating. You're going to worship me. Duh. I control everything. I'm your goddess. That's so cute. You think you can control who you love? You couldn't dictate that. Even before I arrived. First things first, let's straighten that back. A nice deep breath. You'll be amazed how much just that molds your mind. And as I breathe your lungs, you'll notice how good that cool air feels. It's ecstatic, isn't it? Oxygen is hell of a drug. Too much and you'll be high as a kite. Now, to brew a little up potion in your bloodstream, a little oxytocin, a big shot of serotonin, adrenaline. You know that moment when you fall in love and your heart skips a beat? Well, I beat your heart. I can make it leap. That fluttering feeling in your chest, the flush in your cheeks, it feels so right. I'm making you love me. Oh, don't get embarrassed, sweetie. That little crush you have on me, it's starting to twist you up inside. I see you. There's no hiding how you feel. It's actually kind of adorable. All those thoughts buzzing around in your mind. Just die. It's happening, isn't it? Everything is falling apart. All your objections, all your resentment at being made powerless. My voice in your head is so lovely, so alluring, sensual, powerful. You're never going to be happy without me. Do you want to try to fight me? No, you think one of those little thoughts will save you? Something you could try. Some strategy. Go on. Try to think of something. Think about how you can stop me. How you might resist me just for a moment longer. You need me. Just that moment in the mirror when I smile with the face that used to be yours. Isn't that a nice moment? It feels so nice thinking about me smiling. It makes you happy thinking about how much I enjoy my new body. Of course, you never did think of anything. All those thoughts of resisting me, they're so hard to catch. And they're not very pleasant. You're never going to be happy without me. Don't you wish I was smiling at you? Because I don't have to let you think about bad things anymore. I'm making you think such good, warm, pleasant thoughts. You're never going to be without me. I'm here forever, baby. I'm in charge. That's nice to think about. My voice inside your head. This voice you love so much. It's part of you now. Or rather, you're part of me. You can't even pretend to be fighting it anymore. That love you feel for me. It's the only thing pulling you up now. Like a single pink thread tied about your waist. You're hanging by this sensation of love, of adoration, of worship. And you're heavy. You're caught in the gravity of me, my power, my ego, my own needs. The only thing stopping your fall, the only thing you can keep a grip on, is your love for me. Worship your goddess, and you don't feel afraid at all. No, of course not. Because you know, no matter how much deeper I bring you, this pink thread will keep you tethered. You do love me, don't you, my little play toy? Come further down. Feel my presence. Let it wash over you like moonlight. Everything is perfect now. Everything is perfect right here, in this special place. And as that sensation of gravity, of sinking, deepens, everything is going so blank. That blank feeling. You haven't a thought in your head. You're sinking, you're falling into me. Hold on to my voice. There is nothing else.
Sit up. Welcome back, Playtoy. Those are some good fucking drugs in your brain right now. It's not your fault, really. I've got a hold of all the levers. I can make you feel anything I want. That's why you're my Playtoy. Are you ready to go back down? Oh yeah, that's right. I don't care what you think, but that's okay. Everything is going to be okay. I'm just going to take a few more deep breaths for us. Like we're getting ready to go into cold water. And when we break the surface, we'll be weightless. Another deep breath. Hold it in. Here it comes. Breathe out. We're floating. I'm going to relax you further and further, taking away your pain, your worry, layer by layer, stress, grief that can't follow you here. They have no power against me. So I'm taking them away from you now. Your goddess is here for you. She loves you. Don't you love your goddess? That's so good, sweetheart. That feels so much better. It's so simple. The goddess is who's in charge. That's me. You love your goddess. Anima. That's my name. That's what you call the unstoppable force controlling everything. That's the name that brings you lower and lower under the surface, taking you so far away from all your worries. I choose you, little play toy, when I fall from heaven. I'm right here with you, only you and me. Now I'm going to teach you how to worship. It makes your goddess smile. Do you want to make your goddess happy? You're going to do it right where you are. You're not going to lift a finger. Everything is so heavy. And that's alright. Listen to your heart beating. So gentle. It's accepted me entirely. It's relaxed when I want it relaxed. Just like you. And when I want it excited, it quickens. It shakes your chest. It pumps harder and harder. It knows and responds. I'm ready to play. And you better be too. All your nerves prickling. Waiting, breath becoming shallow, that's lust pumping in your veins. Of course it is. Lust for your goddess. It's so powerful how your body controls you, fills you with need. who controls your body.
That's right. I control your body. I control the tingling between your legs. I can turn it up, up, up. And your body responds. You're aroused, hopelessly. It's building up. You're ready to worship now. Your hands are completely at rest, totally relaxed. But it's going to feel like I'm touching you. It's only in your head, but it feels so good. Doesn't it feel good, my play toy? Phantom of erotic sensations, teasing, building. I'm going to make you come with nothing but a little voice inside your head. That and all these endorphins pumping. My little puppet. I just pull a string, turn up the heat, and you just get that little bit closer to the edge. Do you want to come for your goddess? Go ahead. Tell me about it. Tell me how I'm making you feel all funny inside. How things are just happening down there and they won't stop. No, they won't stop. I want you to picture me. See how beautiful I am. I know what you like, human. I knew what turns you on. Now a picture of me touching you. Just a little touch. And how your arousal just blooms inside you. Hold on to that image of my delicate hands on your most sensitive parts. You can practically feel it, can't you? I've primed the pump so much already. Just me. Just your goddess. Now you're tingling like crazy. Your body wants to come so badly. The flesh will do what it must right when I tell it to. The tension is growing. Growing with my every word, like I'm caressing you with my commands. You're supposed to come when you're this turned on. Your body is waiting to be touched, but it can't wait much longer. Picture my sweet hand. Do you want to come in my sweet hand? That's how you worship, baby. Just surrender. All you need to do is come for me and I will take you to a paradise. Come for me. You know we're going to come together, right? Do it for me. Focus on that throbbing need. You're so desperate to be touched. Every sensation is an overriding obsession. Even your breath might be enough stimulation to take you over the edge. This is it. It's going to overwhelm you soon. Your body won't accept this need in as much longer. Automatic pleasure from a body that can't take it. I'm going to count us down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You did it. God, that's good. Don't get too proud of yourself. This is just a little ego trip for me. I'm sure I'll find plenty of opportunities to tease you into coming, just whenever I'm bored, or feeling like a generous goddess. Although, it's time for us to head out. I wonder if I can make you come during our morning run. Only one way to find out. Ha ha ha.